Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, welcome to the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer, the author of Outsmarting Autism. I'm excited today to have as my guest Dr. Nancy Tarlow, a chiropractor and healer in Phoenixville, PA, the opposite end of the state from Pittsburgh. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm enjoying sunny weather for a change, so I'm thrilled.
I know. Isn't it nice? It's 70 degrees where I am. Well, you're a busy, busy lady. Nancy and I have not met, but I sure feel like I know you. We have many, many friends in common in this world. And I discovered you when you were going to do a conference last year called the Holistic Autism Conference, which you eventually did, didn't you, but not in Pennsylvania.
I had to cancel it because, a variety of reasons, but the main one was that I just needed more support to get it off the ground, and it was just too much for me to do on my own, but I do have plans on either doing something virtual at some point or doing an in-person one.
Good, because I love the words holistic and autism together. That told me that you were somebody that I needed to know.
I just want to say that the reason why I wanted to put this conference together is I feel it's so important to look at not just the whole person, but the whole family. And I feel that, you know, having worked with people in the autism community off and on for, believe it or not, close to 30 years, my first patient that I worked with autism was about 30 years ago. And you know, what I have found is that it's very often a patchwork approach, right? You know, trying to deal with one issue or another,
right?
Rather than looking at, you know, what is the root cause and how do these factors intersect each other? But then, you know, the other issue that's really important to me is the fact, and this is definitely a fact, that parents will do everything they can for their kids and overlook their own health and well-being. And I feel that because of that, you know, the parents and the kids, they're all in this chronic state of fight or flight. And it's kind of like this energy that's feeding off of each other, you know, without realizing it, of course, rather than, you know, the parents say, oh, maybe I need to take care of my own health, too. And,
right.
And then it's not unusual. You hear about this all the time, parents in the autism community where they have a heart attack or they get cancer or some other very serious debilitating illness. And, you know, I believe it's because they've overlooked their own health and just really focused on their kids.
That's such a great point. You know, Nancy, when I was actively working in the Washington, D.C. area, I knew practitioners who would not treat a child without treating the whole family. They insisted on bringing the parents into even reflex integration therapy, and that the whole family do diets and not just put the child with autism on a special diet. And as you believe, I think it makes a huge difference if you work with the family as a unit.
Yeah, and as a chiropractor, you know, what chiropractors do is we work on helping the nervous system get into balance. And what happens with these children and adults, I mean, a lot of them are adults now, but and the parents, is they have a problem with regulation of the nervous system because they're just constantly in this fight or flight state, and they're not sleeping deeply, and because of that, their body doesn't have an opportunity to detoxify, and that's why you see also the parents getting sick, because how many of them are getting a good night's sleep? So as a chiropractor, if I were to just do chiropractic and not look at any other factor, I would pick techniques that work on you know, facilitating the parasympathetic nervous system, getting people out of fight or flight. And there are, you know, really great techniques for doing that. And then the whole family can heal because the whole family is affected. You know, the siblings are affected. Everybody's affected.
So what is a holistic, where does a holistic approach to autism start? What's the first thing that you do when a parent brings you a child with autism?
I think the very first thing that needs to happen is nervous system regulation. Because let's say, you know, you mentioned like primitive reflex integration. Mm-hmm. You're going to have better and quicker success if your nervous system is working optimally. And that's where chiropractic comes in. Let's talk about the gut, right? So for years, my focus was on the gut, on healing the gut. But the problem with that being the primary focus rather than the nervous system is the body, the gut, can't heal itself if it's always in that fight or flight state. You're not going to be able to digest your food well. You're not going to be able to eliminate properly. You know, how many of these children or adults with autism have gut issues? And, you know, treating just with supplements when there's all this inflammation and they're not detoxifying can be very tricky. So my whole goal is, first, let's get that nervous system, you know, out of that fight or flight state. Let's get the child sleeping. Let's get the parents sleeping. Let's get the siblings, everybody sleeping. And then their body's just going to start to heal naturally before you even start, you know, focusing on the other issues. So to me, this should be the number one priority.
Okay, so how do we do that? If somebody's listening and they say, okay, I get it, the nervous system is not regulated, what do I do? Who do I go to? What should I be looking for?
So there's a couple chiropractic techniques I really love. One is called Logan Basic. It's hard to find practitioners that do that. I learned it through the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. I had done a weekend seminar, probably 20 years ago, and it was four techniques for pregnant women and children or babies. And what's interesting is, the first adult that I realized I needed to use this on was a woman who had severe constipation. She would go to the bathroom once every 10 days.
Oh,
and,
my God.
So chiropractic, what I was doing with her was helping. I mean, she got to the point where she was going like every 2 or 3 days, and she was happy to stop at that point. I'm like, no, I know I can do better. And then I just had this idea to try Logan Basic on her, and also talking to her about lifestyle changes. At the time, she was a single mom. two teenagers. She was in a sales job, so she had that stress every month of not knowing, you know, what her financial situation was going to look like. She had a mortgage. So even as she wasn't in the autism community, she just had all these major stressors and felt alone in taking care of her kids. So I started doing Logan Basic on her, and she just started to go to the bathroom once a day, and that was a huge thing. But I also talked to her about lifestyle changes. So,
but first go back to Logan Basic, because I think I'm wondering, what is it? Is it something you do to somebody? Is it something they can do themselves?
You have to go to a chiropractor for that. It's a chiropractic technique. In fact, there's a college named after Dr. Logan, who invented the technique a gazillion years ago. So that's the number one technique. Number two, which I'm also a practitioner of, is something called Corin-specific technique, which is a very gentle technique. It's looking at what are the top priorities in the body. So it's a very dynamic. It takes into account that the body will change with each adjustment. So, you know, you don't want to be doing the same thing on each visit. It incorporates cranial work, which I think is critical in helping the body detoxify. I've seen kids detoxify by using this technique. And
I talk about Corin. I've written about Corin specific in my book, Outsmarting Autism. There's a whole section on that if people want to know more about it.
Yes, so it's, you know, Ted Corin's brilliant at not only with coming up with this technique, but also being very open to receiving information from other practitioners and how he has modified the technique over the years. So that's a very important piece, because he'll ask the body questions about, you know, nutrition, should the person be gluten-free and dairy-free, and basically asking the body these questions. So that's an amazing technique.
Wonderful.
For helping to know, like, what are the next steps, and, you know, knowing exactly where to adjust for that person. There's also different upper cervical techniques. So they're only adjusting either C1 or C2. And the reason why that's important is that's where a lot of parasympathetic nerve fibers are. So they're not doing a full spine adjustment. And also network chiropractic, network spinal analysis, who was founded by Donnie Epstein, and it's currently based out of Colorado. That's another very good technique for also releasing emotions, blockages that we might have in the body. So those are my top techniques for working not just with the, you know, person with autism, but the family.
And do you have each of the family members come in for an adjustment?
Well, I haven't been actively working for a while, but that's always the goal, is to have everybody get adjusted. With adults, I can, you know, work with some deep breathing techniques. There's also something called Brain Tap that I did a lot of work with in the past that's great for the parents. Because they can listen to these tones, binaural beats, things like that, to help get them out of fight or flight. I've recently started working with something called the Infinity Mat, which is a pulse electromagnetic frequency mat that will, you can use the setting of alpha, which is that meditative state. And I've seen people get out of fight or flight instantly. It's, you know, I've had two children or adults with autism that, you know, non-speaking, you know, have a lot of frustrations and agitation, and they just calm down immediately. And what I like about that is the whole family can use it, not just, you know, one person. So it's a great new tool that I discovered back in December. And if somebody's interested, they can reach out to me and I can tell them how to get it. But the problem with, you know, chiropractic care is it can get to be very expensive with having whole families. Now, for me, I always would do family rates, because I recognize that, that can get to be a barrier to care. So I would offer discounts for entire families to come in. I am not seeing patients anymore with chiropractic. I'm doing more consulting, and doing more telehealth, consultations. But, I think most chiropractors will work with you, and don't let that be an impediment to getting care, because I do think it is very important to get that nervous system working well.
So you mentioned that they should get in touch with you if they're interested in this mat. How do they get in touch with you?
So they can email me, drtarlow, T-A-R-L-O-W, at Gmail, and I'm happy to connect with them that way.
And this mat is something that they purchase and have at home, or do they come to your office and use it?
Well, they can definitely purchase it. Most people that try it do purchase it because, again, it's something that they can use every day and their whole family. I've had people come in with their little kids and the children will lie on top of them and everybody just gets into this calm state very quickly. And I believe with repeated usage, they should be able to maintain that. So that's, again, I'm in Phoenixville, but how many people might be listening to this that live across the country and don't have access to it? So I'm happy to talk to somebody about it and see if it's a good fit for them and their family. But, I just feel like, one of the things that I used to use a lot was this brainwave entrainment device, which is great, but the problem is that if you have a child, let's say, or an adult that gets seizures, the lights on the visor can cause seizures. So I like the mat. This right now, the mat for something outside of chiropractic is my number one choice because, the only contraindications are if somebody has a pacemaker or a titanium rod in their spine. Those would be the only contraindications. Or if somebody's pregnant, you don't want somebody lying on the mat with the PEMF if they're pregnant. But, I've just marveled at every person that's come in that has anxiety or depression and watched them change in 15, 20 minutes. I've never seen anything like this. And, there's a lot of ways you could get somebody out of fight or flight, but they require more work, like deep breathing techniques. And if somebody's stressed out, they may not have the patience for that to let that, vagal nerve stimulation kick in. So, that's why I really like this.
So about what is the cost of the mat?
So it's around $1,500 to $1,600, and comparable mats out there are upwards of $1,800. The Beamer for one is $6,000, and I've used the Beamer personally. I did not notice any difference. So I feel like, the price, it's priced really well, considering that everybody in the family can use it and considering the amazing results I've seen.
Wow. That's great. And It plugs into the wall.
Yep.
And you lie on it.
Yes, and you can sit on it. Two of the, the adult and the teenager that I had that came in, the non-speaking autism people, they came in and they were not going to lie down. They were sitting there, their eyes were darting, but within 10 minutes, they were lying down because they relaxed so much they had to lie down. And one of them, the 14-year-old who has really been dealing with more behavioral stuff because he's going through puberty, and so a lot of those issues are exacerbated, he did not want to leave. He was on that table for, on the mat for a half an hour, and the parents had to coax him to leave because he did not want to get up off that table. So,
amazing.
I think it's amazing, and I love it, and I love seeing how, people can just relax, and you see their shoulders coming down because they're not in fight or flight anymore. They're jaws aren't clenched, their face, like their face actually changes from having all these wrinkles and tightness to being relaxed as well. And I see that also, you know, when I do something like Logan, I see a difference in how the person is dealing with stress physically. But to see that with a mat that someone can just lie on and buy and have it at home and use whenever they want, that's pretty profound. So I've been, you could probably tell I'm pretty excited about it.
I can tell. And it has, there's magnets in it that pulsate at different frequencies. Is that how it works?
So it actually has four different settings. One setting is delta. So it's raising those brainwave states when you're in a deep sleep. Number two is the Schumann resonance, which is also theta, that light sleep brainwave. It's the more of a grounding type of frequency. And then you have the alpha, which is, that's the state when people are in a deep meditative state. They're in what's called alpha, which is that calming brainwave state. It's the brainwave state where the brain actually releases dopamine, which is that happiness chemical that our body can naturally produce, but it's hard to produce when we're in that chronic, you know, state of stress. And then the last brainwave state is beta, which is for memory and focus. And I actually have not played around with that one yet, because what I have found is when you use the alpha setting and you get the brain out of that fight or flight state, that their focus becomes better and their memory improves. So, you know, most people are in that beta state all the time. So I'm at this point, I'm not using that setting on the mat.
Nancy, this is so interesting. We need to take a break. And when we come back, you can talk about some of the other tools that you use. I know you've got a lot of tools in your tool chest. You're listening to the Autism Detective. This is Patricia Lemmer with my guest, Dr. Nancy Tarlow. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. This is Patricia Lemmer with my guest, chiropractor Dr. Nancy Tarlow. Nancy just described this miraculous-sounding PEMF mat, which helps regulate the nervous system Nancy, I think I want to get one. How often do you use it?
In fact, right this minute, as I'm talking to you, my husband's lying on it to help him with the stress he has from his job. So, you know, he's like, do you mind if I use the mat now? I'm like, no, go for it. So it is wonderful.
Well, I love that you really get to the root causes, and you and I are so in sync on looking at root causes and not treating symptoms. You know, I've had several other people who I know you work with, Brian Hooker and Dr. Larry Miller. I've had them on this show, and so I'm so glad that what you're saying is really complimentary of what they said in their interviews, and anyone who's listening who has not listened to those two interviews, you can go back into the archives on Spotify and catch yourselves up. So, awesome. Nancy, how about sleep? We all hear about, you have to have sleep, and there seems to be more people having sleep apnea and sleep disturbances than there ever were before. Why do you think that is?
I'm 100% sure that it's because when they are in this fight or flight state, what's happening is that the beta brainwave states are very, very active. The beta brainwave state is the state that when we go into fight or flight, when we're in survival mode, it's the beta brainwave state that helps us find solutions to our stressor, the thing that we're trying to survive in. And whether you're a child that's on the autism spectrum or you're a parent, you're in that chronic fight or flight state, most definitely. And when you're in that fight or flight state and your brain is predominantly in beta, it's very hard to raise that delta brainwave state. So what happens is you go to lie down and your brain is racing, like it's hard to shut it off. That's beta. So when we're in that brainwave state and our brain is trying to shut itself off, and it's like the more we think about it, the more we can shut it off. That's beta predominant. And the problem is if we don't get into that deep delta state, and you can't do that with medication. Medication does not allow you to get into that REM state. What happens is our body cannot detoxify because our body, that's when we digest our food. That's when we're repairing. That's when we're going through all these bodily processes that are essential for good health, and you can't do that if you're not getting into that deep sleep. So what happens is you have an inflamed gut, right? You have people that have the chronic diarrhea, that any food they eat will set off this diarrhea, or we know about the brain-gut connection could trigger some behaviors or anger that's going on. And then if you have an adult or child who's a non-speaker, they can't express themselves and they're frustrated and everything just multiplies. It mounts. So that's the reason why it's essential for the real healing inside and out to get into that deep state of sleep.
Right.
Because otherwise they're not going to detoxify properly. They're not going to... Their digestive system is going to be inflamed all the time.
Do you think, like, having the Wi-Fi on at night or having your cell phone or your computer or your TV in your bedroom is exacerbating this situation with dysregulation?
100%. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. And I'm someone who's dealt with sleep problems myself. I had sleep issues for 40 years. I could not, I'd have to turn the router off at night. I never left my cell phone on near me. I would turn it off when I go to bed. You know, that's it. I turn it off. So
this is, This is one of the lifestyle changes maybe that you were referring to when you talked about that in the beginning, and I guess I interrupted you. We didn't get to what some of those might be.
Well, for that particular woman, I suggested that she get a job, you know, that was not commission-based. And you know what she did? And she took it seriously, and she needed that comfort of having that paycheck every month. And then she never, like, dealt with stress again. Like, it for her, it solved the problem. And that's, again, we're getting to the root causes essential, because your stressors might be different than my stressors. So what I like to do is I like to talk to people and ask them, you know, what is your major source of stress? List five things. And then we look at what are the things you can change. Not everybody can go out and get a new job, right?
Right.
So how do you, you know, maybe what you do is figure out how you can live, you know, with a smaller footprint. Maybe what you need to do is move to a smaller house or move to an area that's less expensive so you can get another job because you don't need to earn as much money.
Right.
Again, you know, not everybody can do that, but there are people that can. So, again, it's about finding what are the things that you can change. So, you know, one of the things that is important is, you know, reducing the EMF. That's huge. And I actually have something in my house called Total Shield, which I bought from Brim Hall. You should be able to look up brimhall.com maybe. And I bought this years ago. And what it does is it, you know, because we do keep our router on during the day. So what it does is it, like, breaks up the waves of frequency. And they have one that's even good for 5G. Where we live, we don't have to worry about 5G because I don't even get a cell phone signal here. Like, it's so great, you know. But they do have these things. I know there are people that do something called dowsing, where they look at the patterns of frequencies and are able to break them up with bricks in your yard and in your house. I had somebody come out to my house who did that, and that was pretty cool.
Wow.
Shungite is another way to help reduce EMF. It's something that you can wear, or I have a big chunk of it on my router. Like, I'm, like, covered, like, in so many levels. I have a Faraday cage on my router. A big source of EMF are these smart meters. And you can get a Faraday cage for your smart meter.
Right.
There are some sorts of paints also that can reduce the EMF in your house as well.
This is so interesting, Nancy. I just love what you are saying, and obviously we're in sync on this. Peter Sullivan is one of the experts on EMFs in autism, and I did a segment with him that was just fascinating. So I hope our listeners will go back again into the archives. And right now we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we can talk a little bit more about some of these tools that you're using always to get to the root cause of the problem and not treat symptoms, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're listening to the Autism Detectives. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. Dr. Nancy Tarlow is telling us about ways of regulating the nervous system, not only in our family members with autism, but for the whole family. She's described a lot of amazing techniques that she used as a chiropractor and some tools that she has in her tool chest. This PEMF mat sounds amazing for regulating sleep and helping the body detoxify. Nancy, you're using some kind of scanner now that scans the body. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm using something called a bioresonance scanner. And I've been using it since the end of September. I had heard about it for many years. I was using another company's for several years, and then I discovered this. I was having very severe esophagitis since December of the year before, and I had been to different practitioners, functional health, functional nutrition. I went to a couple of people who use a different type of scanner, and no one was able to help me. And it was very frustrating because it didn't matter what I ate. It would set off this inflammation in my esophagus that made it very difficult to sleep because I would lie down and it would get worse. So I had to sleep sitting up. But it was just always irritating me, and I was concerned that if my esophagus is so inflamed, what effect does that have on me digesting and breaking down food in my body? Like, that's how I get my source of nutrition, is through whole foods. So
right.
I found out about this. I had heard about it before, but I decided to try it the end of September. And I worked with a naturopath on it because initially I didn't know how to use it. And what we discovered was that my body was not producing hydrochloric acid, that I desperately needed to take a digestive enzyme, a very specific digestive enzyme, and I started implementing that, but I also use the frequencies that the device emitted to help me heal, and within a week, all my symptoms went away and have not returned. So this was after, you know, 8 or 10 months of really suffering. One of the people I had gone to had recommended specific supplements. I couldn't even take the supplements because my body wasn't digesting them, and it was making me worse. It got to the point where just drinking water was a problem. It was painful, and at one point, the water came back up because my esophagus was closing. So,
wow.
So I got very excited.
What does the scanner do? How does it work?
Well, this is where it gets kind of funny to explain. You know, you put in somebody's specific information, you know, their name, their date of birth, their height, weight, you have their picture. But then what you do is you take a 10-second voice recording of the person.
Whoa.
So the scanner knows to go to that person. So it's like we all have this unique voice signature, just
right.
Like we have our own unique fingerprints. And it uses that information to go through what's called the quantum field to find us, and then it will go through and look at every cell, excuse me, it'll go through every cell in the body compared to the database it has of what's ideal range, and then go back and send frequencies back into the body so that it can bring it more into an ideal range. Now, the scanner does a lot of different things. So that's one aspect of it. Another aspect is when you record your voice, it will look at the high and the low tones, and every tone is associated with different emotions. So it will put together like a little song for you to listen to, and that song will help you not only release trapped emotions, but also help bring balance into your body. So that is another critical piece of this app.
Wow. So it's an app that you put on your phone?
Yes. It was originally a piece of equipment. I believe it was in the upper $30,000 range. And the owner of the company decided to put it into an app, and making it into an app. So first you had to buy like their special tablet, but now I just use it on my phone, or I can use it on my computer.
Is there something everybody can download?
Well, you have to subscribe to the app, so you can't just download it. It's not in any app store, so you have to subscribe to it. And then you have the ability to then put it on your phone or your computer. But the other thing that's very interesting about this is it will look at chromosomes. It will look at the mitochondria of the cells. It will also evaluate you for, let's say you're having diarrhea, for instance. I love talking about poop for some reason. it will look at you, put in diarrhea. It will scan you and then come up with the top homeopathic remedies for you that you can then imprint into water. It has the ability to scan you to determine what flower essences would be good for you. And again, you can imprint those into water or pellets. And the most recent addition to the app is the ability to use the frequencies associated with tuning forks. So that has been very mind-blowing to me, to see how when it scans you, it will determine which tuning fork frequencies are best for you, and then through a little speaker, you can put that on different parts of the body. I've seen people with a lot of pent-up, you know, sadness and grief for a variety of reasons, and after I put these, they're called transducers or speakers, on specific areas where it's emitting those tuning fork frequencies, they have this cathartic experience where they're releasing this grief or pent-up emotion. So it's pretty, it's incredibly powerful, and kind of like for me, you know, one of the things I first attached myself to was the ability for it to look at food sensitivities. So I could scan myself every day and it will tell me what foods I should be avoiding, rather than having to go out and pay for a $600 test that, you know, that could change, because, you know, the problem with all these blood tests is they're taken at a moment in time. And, you know, we don't know, like, the next day after we do the test if we still have all the same sensitivities. So I just love that it's real time and can really focus on exactly what our body needs at each moment of time.
Wow, Nancy, this is fascinating. We need to take our last break, when we come back, I think it will be really great to summarize some of these holistic approaches that you're using. So you're listening to Dr. Nancy Tarlow, a chiropractor in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, and I'm Patricia Lemmer, the author of Outsmarting Autism. We'll be right back.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. Dr. Tarlo is a chiropractor who focuses on nervous system regulation. And Nancy, I'm just so excited about these different tools, this PEMF mat and the bioresonance scanner. That's amazing that it can look at food sensitivities and frequencies of different things like flower essences and homeopathic remedies. That's just amazing. Can you give your contact information again so people know how to get in touch with you if they're interested in those?
Yeah, my email is drtarlow, T-A-R-L-O-W, at Gmail. You can find me on Facebook as well, Nancy Tarlo or Tarlo Chiropractic. So you can find me at any of those places. I do want to mention, though, that the scanner can also pick up things like parasites, mold, different kind of environmental toxicities, if there's heavy metals in the body. So it can pick up pretty much anything that you would do lab work for. It can pick up Lyme, and different Lyme-associated diseases. So it's very comprehensive, and it really is a great way of getting to the root cause.
And who developed that? Was that a combination of people, or?
You know, I don't know that answer.
That would be fun to find out how they got all that information into an app. I would love to know where it came from.
Yeah, so I know the owner of the company found that original equipment that was very expensive, and he bought the rights to it. But the original equipment really just focused on the sounds of your voice and working on the emotion. So he's got a series of engineers and designers, and like he's also the one that developed the mat through another company that he owns. So, he's just very interested on finding different ways of healing people, but he started out because his son had cerebral palsy, and he knew he had to look outside the box to help him. So that's what started him on this journey of, going into this holistic world.
So you wanted to talk about a little bit about detox. We don't have too much more time, but it's such an important subject. Maybe you can give us the cliff notes on how these tools, and if you regulate your nervous system and get good sleep, regulate detox, increase the detox pathways in the body, because, as you said, we know that's when the body takes out the garbage, when we're sleeping. So how do you enhance detox?
Well, the number one thing that's really critical is to make sure you are moving your bowels in a healthy way several times a day. That is a major way that we eliminate toxins. I hear of these people that are doing these parasite cleanses and, you know, doing all these detoxification, and their detoxification pathways are not open. They're not pooping. And what happens is they get worse because they're moving maybe the parasites from the gut into the brain, and then they have, you know, memory issues and inflammation of the brain. So getting the pooping under control is the number one thing. And, you know, one thing that's definitely helpful is avoiding inflammatory foods, using a digestive enzyme. I'm not a big fan of a lot of supplements up front because we want to make sure your body can process them, but a digestive enzyme that you take with your food is going to help you break down your food. But understanding which foods you may be sensitive to, you know, if you don't have a clear understanding of that, then that's going to make the gut super inflamed and make it very difficult to detoxify. So that's very important. I'm sorry, what was that?
I just said that's so important.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these are basic, you know, basic things. I found for me, like, I had no problem with detoxification, but through, I had a very severe injury to my neck in 2005. I wound up sleeping in 20-minute increments for 2.5 years. That's actually how I got to know Ted Koren. Was I had been to all sorts of practitioners all over the country, and they kept telling me to get surgery on this bone spur that had broken off and was pushing into my spinal cord, causing me constant pain. And my daughter was 1.5 years when that happened, and I was petrified of doing that. So I finally found Dr. Koren, and within 2 visits, you know, my pain was gone, and, you know, I started sleeping. But I think what happened was living with all that stress for 2.5 years also caused me to develop Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune disorder. And again, you know, finding out how to, the best way to address that took a lot of time. So what I discovered was that where I used to sweat a lot, which is another way we detoxify, I wasn't detoxifying. I own my own far infrared sauna, and I would never sweat. I would go out on a hot day, I wasn't sweating. So for me, and I hate to talk about just another healing tool, but, you know, I use something called a terahertz wand, and that helped me to open up my detoxification pathways, and now I sweat all the time. It's called a terahertz wand.
One more time.
Terahertz. It's a specific frequency. It's just another, you know, type of frequency, but it works on, you know, you can use it on any part of the body, and except for metal or implants. But that's, you know, that's what I used to help open my detoxification pathways. I was able to stimulate acupuncture points and meridians, and you can also use it to stimulate stem cells. So there's a lot of stuff out there. Of course, everything costs money, you know. You know, for a long time, I'd like to focus on teaching, you know, giving people tools that they could use, like, you know, like deep belly breathing. But now it's just hard to do things just alone with, you know, breathing exercises, for instance.
Nancy, this has been so fascinating. I can't thank you enough for coming on. You've opened people's eyes to lots of new gimmicks and tools and pathways to really calm down their nervous system and regulate their nervous system, both for autism and just general health. So this is Dr. Nancy Tarlow in Phoenixville, and it's drtarlow at gmail.com, correct?
Correct. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for coming on. And I hope to meet you sometime soon. We haven't had that opportunity, but maybe in 2024.
I'm sure we will.
Okay.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.